Hello, welcome to the Roundhouse Podcast. This is Paul Sollentrop of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. Thanks for listening. Today we're going to talk about Wichita State women's basketball with Steve Strain, the voice of the Wichita State women's basketball team. Steve, thanks for joining us today. Let's start kind of wrapping up the exhibition game that Wichita State had. Monday, they defeated Missouri Southern 80-33. Really played well to start, up 21-3 after the first quarter, and continued to play well for the most part after that. What were your impressions from that exhibition game?
Well, I was really encouraged, to be honest with you. You take away a six-point second quarter, then that's almost 25 points per quarter in the other three. So that's an indication that this offense that Coach Adams really wanted to step up this season in terms of their pace, in terms of the number of shots put up, is probably going to do that. And from the looks of things on Monday night, do it quite well. You know, it's funny because as much as we like to say, Paul, you can't read a whole lot always into exhibition games. I think last year's exhibition game, at least from an offensive standpoint, kind of told us what this team is going to be, because they scored 64 points last year. Well, they averaged 56 per game, so it was kind of right in that ballpark. And so to see them score 80 points the other night, yeah, I'm pretty encouraged.
What I saw was a team, and I would also compare it to the previous year, but I saw a team this year, you know, the word maturity kept standing out to me. It looked like a team that knew what it wanted to do, knew what it needed to do. You know, you have players who have been playing together now, and I thought it was really a solid, I'll use that word again, mature effort. Like you said, they're up 21-3 after the first quarter. Second quarter, that zone defense that Missouri Southern used kind of threw them off, but then they bounced back and really played well in the second half. This is Keitha Adams, her third year as coach, but second season with this group. She's got a lot of returners after really totally remaking the roster a year ago. How will that help, just that familiarity, that comfort level within the roster?
Well, it's really big. And, you know, they talk about, you know, for college athletes in general, the biggest year of improvement usually is from your freshman to sophomore year. So you think about that. Their point guard, Serafini Bastin, is now a sophomore. Carla Brimo, their leading scorer last year, maybe their best offensive weapon this year again, has gone from freshman to sophomore. So those two, and they're close off the floor as well, but obviously it starts with those two in the backcourt, and I think you're going to notice a lot more confidence with them. We've already seen, I think, from Serafini, the way she ran the offense. So, yeah, I think that the continuity, the flow is going to be there. Throw Maya Brewer into the mix, who I think is going to have a big season this year, and 17 points the other night. So I think that everything will look better, both on the stat sheet, but it'll also be fun to watch in terms of how cohesive they are and how well they'll be able to bond and gel out on the floor.
Keith Adams has mentioned offense a lot this year. Last year, the Shockers really struggled to score. They want to create a lot of that off their defense, which they did a good job of in the exhibition. They forced 28 turnovers. They had 16 steals. How important can that be, the defense leading to some easy baskets for Wichita State?
Well, when you struggle to score the way that they did, you need to find other ways to do it, and it's not necessarily just at the offensive end of the floor, but yeah, there's no sometimes greater way to get good offense than to let your defense create that, and it really especially in the backcourt where you can get in some passing lanes, get some steals, and we saw that several times the other night. Even the freshman, DJ McCarty, was able to do that a time or two. We saw Bastin do it. Maya Brewer got in the act with some steals. So yeah, that kind of goes back to the philosophy of the previous coaching staff, too, that you want your defense to create offense, and I think we've got the right guards to do that.
You mentioned Maya Brewer, who made all four of her threes in the exhibition game, scored 17 points. Last year, she had some flashes, was kind of up and down. What can she add to this team if she can, if she can be a more consistent person in that lineup?
Yeah, an awful lot. For a team that's trying to find more offense, that's somebody that can certainly do it. Just really good, both with the outside shot and the penetration. We didn't see much of her outside shot last year. When she was scoring well, it was mid-range or getting to the rim. But, Paul, last year, to put what she did in perspective the other night, last year she made 6 3-pointers the entire season, and she knocked down 4 in the exhibition game Monday night. So this is a much improved, much better Maya Brewer, and it's not just what she's doing on the floor, but I think you know, she's going to be more of a leader, more relied upon. Coach Adams and Coach Laskowska, her assistant, had a real heart-to-heart with Maya right before the Temple game, where she scored that season-high 12 points. And I told Coach Adams she needs to put that speech in a jar and save it, because it was right after that that Maya turned her game around. And I expect plenty of carryover this season from her. We saw some of that the other night. But a good mix. The ability to get to the rim, but also the outside touch as well. So she could be a very, very nice threat for this team to put in 8-9 points a night.
So a year ago, she started 3 games, played in 23, averaged 3.4 points a game, like you said, finished relatively strong, and really gives them a lot of scoring potential. I think doing better in practice, playing more defense is what Keith has told me. That's what will get Maya on the floor and unlock some of those scoring abilities.
And that's really what that conversation was last year, was about her practice habits, about the intensity that she needed to see from Maya in practice. And the reason I think that they really focused on that with her is because they saw that in her in junior college, that she could be really, really good. And they were trying to get that potential out of her. And she hadn't lived up to it, and a lot of it was what they were seeing on the practice floor. And so that changed. Her practice habits have gotten better, and as a result, her game minutes have increased and her production's been better.
That can be really helpful. Sometimes with those junior college transfers, it takes them a few months or maybe even a season to really figure it out and click in. Shockers open up the season Saturday at 5 against Northern Iowa. Northern Iowa picked 4th in the Missouri Valley Conference. Well, talking about Maya Brewer, that leads us right into the backcourt, which I think we would agree is that's kind of the known quality. That's kind of the established the established strength of this team. And they played well. Serafini Bastin, Carla Brimo, you mentioned DJ McCarty came off the bench in the exhibition game. She had 6 assists. Tell us a little bit about the backcourt and why that's such a strength of this team.
Well, they've also got a lot of experience there now with Ashley Reed, who I think is a really nice component coming off the bench, because you've got Bastin, and she is going to run the show. I mean, she's going to be your starting point guard, and she's got the ability to distribute, but she can also score as well. But Ashley Reed now is somebody that's coming off the bench who's a senior. She played 2 years at the junior college level before she got here. Just a steady player. And I think that's really big for DJ McCarty, because we saw what a flashy freshman she can be in different areas. The 6 assists that you talked about. But she also played well defensively, had 4 steals, Paul. And she put up, 7 points. This is going to be a really good young point guard, but she doesn't have to be rushed because Ashley Reed is there. So yeah, between those 3 at the guard position, we know what Carla Brimo is. So if they can find the consistency at the 4 and the 5, the 1s and the 2s, I think, are going to take care of themselves pretty well.
Yeah, who do you see emerging in the front court? They've got a lot of returners. Raven Prince started 20 games last year. You've got Jada Hampton kind of on the wing. You've got several people who have some experience. You've got a newcomer who I think they really think has some potential in Diamond Forest. That front court, I guess, people need to emerge. You need to get more consistency out of that group.
Yeah, they do. Trajada Colbert is who I look at, though, and say that's the one that really has the best chance to be an impact player of all of them. And going back to practice, Paul, the reason she emerged last year in mid-conference is because she had a really good week of practice before the Memphis game. And Coach Adams told her, I'm going to play you a lot this week because you've worked so hard and done so well in practice. And it ended up being at Memphis, which is close to her home. And I still remember she had a lot of family and friends there and had a breakout game. I think she scored 11 points that night, which was a season high for her. And then the very next game, she turned around and scored 11 again. And that told us that Trajada has started to find it as a freshman. And so I was anxious to see her the other night, and there was one particular play where she had the ball just right of the paint and really went up to the basket strong, maybe as strong as I've seen her take it up since she's been here. She didn't make the basket, but that's because she got fouled and went to the free throw line, and you'll take that. If you're not going to finish, at least get to the stripe. And so she just looked a lot more confident and taking it up strong. I really think that Raven Prince can be that impact player too. She's just got to finish. She can get to the basketball. She had more offensive rebounds last year than defensive. She can get to the ball, but she's just got to do a better job of finishing and making her free throws, because she can get to the line a lot too, but she's not finishing underneath the basket, knocking down her free throws. If she could do those things, she could also be a very, very strong player for this team underneath.
We've mentioned a couple of the newcomers. Where can some newcomers help fit in and really give this team a boost?
Well, DJ McCarty will do that at the point. Again, I don't know how much she's going to have to, because there are two good point guards in front of her with Bastin and Reed, but I think that there's going to be a place for her to get some minutes, even as a freshman, because of her athleticism, her quickness. If Vendela Danielson can get cleared to play, she's on concussion protocol right now. There's a real good shooter out of Broward College in Florida that I know that they're high on. When they went out and said, we need to find offense, that's one of the players that they really wanted to get, and they got her. And then also Maria McCarty. There's somebody that they're really hoping can get out there and play, because Maya McCauley, because that's somebody that Coach Adams says can really be a huge, huge impact player for this team. She's a junior college transfer. They've got some issues there that they want to make sure that everybody is on board with in terms of compliance. So they're waiting to see how that all turns out. But if she is here, Mariah McCauley, watch out for her, because that is a player that can be a very, very dynamic offensive player. We just don't know how that situation is going to pan out right now. But they're hoping, Mariah's hoping, that all works out for her, that she can get on the floor, because that's a very dynamic player that people are going to be excited to see.
Yeah, I think the backcourt is a strength and can definitely be even a bigger strength, depending on how some of those personnel issues shake out. They really look good in the exhibition game and in the practices so far. Let's wrap up, take a little bit of a look at the schedule. Like I said, Shockers open up 5:00 on Saturday against Northern Iowa. Then they go on the road Monday at Oral Roberts. Non-conference play continues. Some of the highlights, Oklahoma, they play at Missouri State. I believe Missouri State had a big win. They beat Wisconsin, I believe.
Yeah.
So they should be one of the better teams in the Missouri Valley Conference. Any highlights from the schedule that stick out to you, Steve?
Well, it's going to be fun, first of all, getting to see as many former conference rivals as we're going to get to see this year. And we normally do see Missouri State, even though we left the Valley. That's continued, and obviously Creighton as well. But to get Northern Iowa here to start it is kind of a fun start, and that's going to be a challenge. I'll tell you what, they put up over 90 points last night to start the season against North Dakota State. And it's apparently the same type of Northern Iowa team that we saw from the Valley, coached by Tanya Warren. They like to pass the ball very well around the perimeter and set up three-point shots. And they certainly knocked down their share last night to put up over 90 points. That's going to be a very good test for this team, though, I think, to start the season. But yeah, some of those games from a fan interest perspective, the old rivals will be good. Oklahoma, though, is obviously going to be a lot of fun. And we get that here, and it's the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And so that's going to be potentially a great weekend with a lot of people, you know, maybe in town for the holidays. So if you're a fan and you've got some family in town for, you know, that Thanksgiving weekend, bring them out to Coke Arena and watch some good college basketball. Oklahoma will be here. Going to Louisiana Tech's going to be tough, because they got off to a really good start last year, came in here, and the Shockers stuck it to them. But now we've got to return the favor and go down there and play. And that's going to be a difficult trip. And that's coming up here in a couple of weeks as well.
Shockers at Louisiana Tech on November 20th. You mentioned the Oklahoma game at Coke Arena. That's 2 p.m. on November 30th. We've got, from the Valley. That is an interesting trend. We like seeing those. That just makes total sense for these teams to, you know, play these geographic rivals. Missouri State picked second in the Valley, and Northern Iowa picked third. So you're going to have a couple of the better teams in the Missouri Valley Conference coming in here.
Yeah, and those are just good tests for this team, because I realize Missouri State's gone through a coaching change, but they always played very fundamentally sound basketball. And so same thing for Northern Iowa, coached by Tanya Warren. She's been there for a long time. In non-conference, and obviously Creighton too, schools that play fundamentally sound basketball are good for you come March. and you get it with those three. And so I like it from that perspective. Yeah, you need to rack up your wins, and I get that, and there'll be some opportunities to do that with some of the other teams. But you also want to get caught up in playing some teams that play good, smart basketball, because that can, I think, help you later on in the season as well. And we're going to get that with those former Valley opponents.
Definitely. Missouri State beat Minnesota, 23rd-ranked Minnesota, on Tuesday, defeated them 77-69 at Minnesota. So that was a nice win for Missouri State, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, we are getting started on Saturday with Wichita State women's basketball against Northern Iowa, 5 p.m. at Koch Arena. Steve, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me, Paul. Always good to talk Shocker women's hoops.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Roundhouse. We encourage you to rate and follow us wherever you get your podcasts. This has been Paul Sullentrop from Wichita State University Strategic Communications.